Goeie môre. Jaf mine vreed met jy hier te zijn van Niels Morris en mag de vrede en genoot van Jezus Christus met ons zijn van Niels Morris. En Psalm 100 schrift de psalmist David hier wie zijn. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And first, twice I did serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Met zingen en voor ons leven hemelse voorkom, dat we gaan en je leven, een joyful noise, zei het. En jij het weer, en dan zei, know ye that the Lord, he is God, he is, it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. God heeft ons gemaakt. Dat is niet wat we hebben gedaan. Maar hij heeft ons opgesteld. Dan zegt hij, we zijn de schoop van zijn wereld. Hij heeft ons deze eden plaats gegeven om leven. En we zijn in deze tijd van Horst, waar we van Gordon, van het land, riepen doen. En dan hebben ze wat rikkelijk gezien. Dan vers 4 en 5 zegt, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Ik geloof we hebben alle kunt van Niels Morris opstaan en vrijstuk eten, vielleicht een koffie drinken, een woede te drinken. David schrift hier, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Zijn we dankbaar wat God heeft gedaan voor ons? Dan de laatste vers in dit kapitel zegt dat the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. When we trick chicken, vielleicht in poor generations, meter generations, will God have dimension der schwere Tiden der gebracht, der gute Tiden. And here's how we find out and I believe in Isaiah gute Tiden. But we wait in that the mercy of the Lord is everlasting. His truth endures to all generation. God, wat niet weggaan, wat in eng, God wat immer hier zijn, hij wat met zijn mensen zijn. En dat is bloos een reminder van deel dat we gaan voor God komen with thanksgiving. Zo so wel we ons met je beleid ontvang. Himmelsche Vader, we komen voor die van Niels Morris. We danken die voor die alle van die doen has. Verdienen genood dat we gaan vrede gaan in ons hart. We weten dat Jezus Christus die zijn, juist zijn leven, dat we gaan onze zinnen weg reingewaschen gaan. En we beden van Niels Morris dat we wouden den entscheiden gaan gemerkt dat we willen Jezus in ons leven en Jezus zijn arbeid in ons leven gaan, dat ons hart kan rein zijn, ons hart kan vrij zijn. Dat we gaan die dingen zijn wat dankbaar. En van Niels Morris, wanneer we zingen dan, dat we gaan in je leven merken, dat wordt die eer en prijs zijn, dat die hast ons gemerkt, die hast ons topgesteld en een bijzonderse wee. En we zijn gemerkt dat we gaan ons himmelische Vader prijzen. We beden voor kracht van Niels Morris. We beden voor die woord. Dat die woord wordt encouragement zijn te ons. Dat we kunnen ons leven niet leven in zo'n weg. Dat we tevreden met ons zijn. in so einer Weich, dass wir würden ein Licht sein für Menschen, die in diesen Wohnen tun. Das beten wir alles in Jesus in Namen. Amen. Wo wir mit ein paar Leiter anfangen.
Gottes Menschen, Licht und Leben. Nummer 303 ist hastig. Number
363. Gottes Menschen legt ein Leben, der geht durch dein großes
Mein Gott, das Herz. 321.
That's good and not.
Dank schön für singen und dank schön für die Leute. Mein Thema war ich von Nils Morrisville und reden als eine Frau. Eine Frau als wo steht dort mit uns Gebetsleben? Oder wo brücken wir unsere Gebete? Und ich meine Hoffnung ist, dass wir schon wegkommen von hier, dass wir würden encouraged sein, mehr Tiet und Gebet sein. Was ist ein Gebet? Ist, wenn wir mit unserem Gott Communication haben, oder Gemeinschaft, oder even würden eine Frau haben. So, wenn wir würden denken an an unsere Eltern, some von unseren Eltern sind nicht mehr hier, die sind gestorben. Aber als wir Kinder waren, dann gingen wir in unsere Eltern und früh wir wollen weiten, was dit wir und jant wir und wir wollen Dinge weiten. Und meine Grautinger von der remind me, war er dort, you know, sie proben zu lernen und dann sagt er, Papa, what is dit? Or Papa, what is dort? Und dann sagt er, what are you doing, Papa? So they are inviting what we done, or what we not done. And a second on the studying day in bed, and thinking day, not so, on the himmlische Vora. When we and your bed going, and when we wouldn't just mean cleaner grout, saying, then, Grandpa, what are you doing? Have we got my ever you frag God? What does you? Probably not. But that's not good for you, you know. When we were in Gemeinschaft haben mit uns Gott, warum frag wir nicht haben, Gott, what does you? Or what's dein Plan für mich? What wirst du haben, dass ich tun soll? So that's a Gemeinschaft. But I have this Gemeinschaft schon haben oder fellowship mit uns himmlische Vater, might we the right perspective haben, the right perspective of wer Gott ist. Sie wann Gott ist an uns in Starpa plus somebody wer viel härter ist. Und wenn wir diese Idee haben, dass Gott hier auf nichts Raum wehen mich. Sie dann schon wenig eine freie, gute Gebetsleben haben oder Fellowship haben. Aber wenn Gott ist, somebody wer über alles ist, ich lasse hier in Psalm 100, Vers 3, sagt, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Sie, David schrift, weil wir dort anstauen, dass Gott, the Lord, he is God. Heißt über alles. Dann sagt er, it is he that made us. Er hat uns gemerkt, wenn ich bloß an dort denke, you know, ich will bloß, wenn wir in der Chor sein, ich will zurückgehen, so ist Henry Ford, mir ein von der ersten Chorn, und hab lang gedacht und gefigert, und probably mehrere Models topgemerkt, und dann sein es, ich kann something up in the road hand what zelts conform. And schließlich Mirka in Chor, in Trock. Und gleich weil wir proud oder schaftig oder nie können something merken, was die Menschen können brücken, und wir zufrieden. Sie Gott hat uns gemerkt, perfekt. Er hat uns Ohren gemerkt, wer von uns kann in Torpe merken, so wie Han? Dass alle krank tupstauen. Wenn wir denken von unserem Nervous System, all die Nerven, was wir haben in uns Körper, und was die alle tun, können wir dort tupstauen? But Gott tut. Psalmist said, we are his people. Wir sind seine Menschen. The sheep of his pasture. Sie wollen wir das Perspektive haben, dass Gott ist der, was uns gemerkt hat. Gott ist der, was will uns gute Dinge geben. Sie wollen wir würden Eltern haben, was uns bloß einmal schlecht behandeln wird, dann haben wir nicht eine gute Perspektive von unseren Eltern. Dann würden wir vielleicht eine Fear haben und eine Furcht haben, was nicht wird gut sein. Und wenn wir eine Angst haben, und weg mit meiner Mom vertraut, dann kommen all diese Dinge. Sie haben mich einmal bloß vielleicht dumm gesagt, vielleicht schlecht behandelt. Dann habe ich nicht eine gute Perspektive. Aber wenn ich uns vorher habe, uns never encouraged. Er hat uns viel gestraft. Sie dann haben wir das Perspektive, dass alles, was mein Dad will, ist mir bestrafen. Und dort, in die Settings, was dort passiert, dann soll wir schwer verstehen, dass Gott wird und Gott von Leben sein. Dann würden wir eine schwere Zeit haben, Tom gehen in Gebet und freuen uns für gute Dinge. Ich will in Matthäus Kapitel 6, Jesus hat seine Jünger mit am He chose them, and the young and arm met arm for mere year. Now, Maraimo Fruenza, Jesus, what are we beiden? So in Matthäus, Kapitel 6, and verse 5, here sagt Jesus, that's what he sollen beiden. Ich werde es auf Englisch lesen. Sagt, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So Jesus sagt hier, nicht so die Hypocrites beten. Die stehen, wo Menschen dort sein können. Die wollen sich groß tun mit ihren Gebeten. Und so sie beten bloß auf der Street oder wo Menschen dort sein können. Dann, was sagt Jesus, wenn die wollen ihr Reward haben? Es ist der Arsch mit viel Wied an Gebet gehen? No. But the Weichte dort deuten wir euch. Sie wollen mehr, dort Mann soll ent sein, dort Mann soll ent all die besten Götter Mann, die kost Fan beten. Sie hört wir nicht. hat eine Gemeinschaft mit dem himmlischen Vater. Dann sagt Jesus, Peter sagt, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Meint dort, dass wir bloß in uns Kleiderschrank oder an unser kleines Stofchen beten? No. But meint dort, wir sollen uns humble sein vor Gott. Sie uns Gebet leben als zwischen uns und uns himmlischer Vater. Hij wil met ons hart, met ons spirit, wil hij gemeenschap hebben. Dan in vers 7, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions. So nicht, sagt nicht, met het zelfs, je denkt, Eva en Eva en Eva. Vain repetitions. We turn on freon for forgiveness, feel more. And I was like a young year, a teenager. Then in my newbates living, and I could say probably something vain repetitions had I could do. So I said, when I would Jesus freon that he me would for ein Ding forgiven. Weil wir sein für vielleicht ein Fliegwut, was ich von der gebrückt habe. Was würde ich für Jesus zu mir vergeben? Glaube ich dann, dass Jesus mich vergeben hat? Sehe ich dann direkt dort jede Mal, jede Nacht. Für Monaten, für Jahren, für das selbst gedenkt. Sehe ich mal, wenn ich en je bet God en vraag Jezus te mij vergeven en mag blijven dat hij mij vergeeft heeft. So hier zegt het, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. For their veel zijn, blijven zij ze waren je hiet zijn. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. So hier sagt, dass der Vater weit, dass wir, was uns fehlt, eher wie am Freien. So meint dort, dass wir am nicht Freien bringen? No. Hei weidert, but hei will haben, dass wir sind am Freien. Sie waren unsere Tinger, wenn sie nach uns kommen, und Freien sie, Dad, me fehlt dit. Had a mom, me fehlt dort. But Anna, like white wheels, Ellen, and the chinger fehlt dit. So, ich war bloß ein Beispiel. So, when mein young champ, Dad, me fehlt nie a show. Na karo toll je sein dort. Seine Show, sie sind verraten, sie sind so auch weiter, aber dann kommt er und fragt, Dad, kannst du mir nie eine Show zeigen? Sie sitzt, wo wir mit uns gebeten und uns himmlische Vater sollen kommen. Er weiß, dort uns in der Winter in steht viel zum Leben. A home. And we turn on free on God. Wish you for me and home and heim providing at a not a director home laden. So it's important that we free on down. So God white dot we do the dinger. Failen. Maar hij voelt zich geëerd wanneer we komen en vreelen. Zo dan zegt Jezus, after this manner therefore pray ye, dann sagt er, our heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So hier an das First sagt er, dann sei wie, okay, wir haben einen himmlischen Vater. Was ist mit seinem Namen? Hallowed, holy name. Sein Namen ist important, wenn Gott auf uns gemerkt. Dann sagt er, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. What passiert in Himmel? Das wo Gott ist. So er fragt Gott hier auf Erden, Chavidi, your presence can be here too. Dann sagt er in Vers 11, give us this day our daily bread, dass wir essen haben. Dann Vers 12 sagt er, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Vergebenes haben. Sie uns fehlt essen zum Leben, uns fehlt Vergebenes, Forgiveness. Dass wir können einem anderen vergeben. Gott hat durch Jesus Christus unsere Schuld betont. Oder unsere Sündenschuld. Soll wir wahrlich einem anderen unsere Schulden vergeben? Dann Vers 13 sagt er, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Wir weiten dort des Otem als uns Enemy. And I bring temptations, dort wie fallen sollen von uns Gott. Wir will uns dort ab von weich tragen. Wir will nicht haben, dort wie in Gebetsleben haben mit Gott. And it is the trouble. Er stellt the temptations for uns. Zumorgen dann stehe ich vielleicht im Bett laut ab. Dann selber bosig, während der Arbeit fahren. Und wir haben noch nicht gebet. Was tun wir? Kriegen wir uns fertig nach und gehen auf die Arbeit. So was ist wichtig in unserem Leben? Gott hat uns gemerkt, hat uns unsere Sinnen verjäft. Dann habe ich Zeit, ein Gebet gehen mit ihm. Gestern hier ich in Leid, was sehr bekannt ist, sagte, ere you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? Und weg will uns bloß von dir encouragen, will man nicht verjeten zu beten. Wenn Gott ist unsere Kraft, Gott ist der, was uns gemerkt hat. Er ist der, was uns diese Städte auf Erden gejäft hat zum Leben. Und in fact, er jäft uns jede Minute Orum tum, orum. Oxygen, breath. Hij heeft ons hart. Leven, dat er kan de bloed en ons charpa erom pompen. Zien onze jeen te zetten en een paar mensen. Das letzte Werk, ein Heart Attack gehabt, das ist der Eng von Leben. Einer sagt, die hat 15 Minuten und mein Dad wird dort. Und der Doktor schafft 45 Minuten, proben am war er ein Leben zu merken und schafft nicht. Wenn Gott uns Leben, wenn uns Leben zu eng ist, dann so teilen. So, ich will wieder gehen, wir wollen uns Hand knallen vor uns großer Gott, wir wollen bloß with Thanksgiving sein Dankeschön, Gott, dass du mich von dir leben hast, ihr merkt, jeft. So, wir wollen uns, wenn ihr chan, und stell euch Gebet, gehen. Diese Dinge beten wir alles in Jesus' Namen. Amen.
Please take your red books and turn to page number 220. All my sins have been forgiven. Can we stand, please?
Fill my
Amen. God has forgiven our sins. That is the work that Jesus did on the cross, that was made possible to forgive our sins. So I went through how Jesus taught us to pray, to ask for our daily food, to ask for forgiveness, to ask us to deliver us from temptations. Not that temptations won't come. Temptations will come. That he will deliver us from the temptations. When we pray, we need to pray in faith. What is faith? Faith is believing that the God that we cannot see physically will do what we ask him to do. And as I use the example of my own life, when we pray to God that he will forgive us for something, we need to pray that in boldness and confidence that he has forgiven us. And like I said, you know, many times I repeated and asked for the same thing over and over and over again. And that would be just like your child. He says, "Dad, can I have a pair of shoes? Dad, can I have a pair of shoes?" And he repeats this and repeats this. "Son, I have bought you a pair of shoes." And he keeps asking, "Dad, can you buy me a pair of shoes?" See, the difference is when, let's say, my son, because he is alive, he's physically, I can see him, I can see his feet, I can see his shoes. And we should think that this is how we should think that God is looking at us. He sees us just like you see your son or your daughter. But this is the hard part to understand because we can't see him. See, this is where our comprehension is limited. But we should, in confidence and boldness, envision in our minds that God is looking at us. And when we ask him to provide us with our daily food, and we say, "God, I pray that you would supply us with daily food today," then we should already envision God that he is working to provide us our food. See, when Larry asked God, "God, forgive me for I used a bad language today," then I envision, I come to Jesus or come to God in prayer. I say, "God, can you forgive me for the language I use today?" And with boldness and confidence in my mind, I say, "He has forgiven me." As sure as Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross, he has forgiven my sins. If I come and repent and ask him to forgive me. So that's the boldness we need to have. If we turn to Matthew chapter 21, Jesus outlines this. He says in verse 21, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do that this which is done to this fig tree, but also if ye shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be done." What do you see in this verse? I see faith. I see that when I ask God for something, he will meet my request. And then he goes on in verse 22, he says, and all thing whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Believing that you shall receive. Now, if we would go to the book of James, he talks about asking for what is in the will of God. But when our fellowship in prayer is such that God is the one we trust, that God is the one we look to, we would never ask anything out of order. Sometimes we ask things selfishly. I remember when I was a little boy and I wanted something. I forget what it was. It was some kind of toy. And out of innocence, I prayed, God, give me this toy. That was a selfish prayer. Did God just give me this toy? No, He did not. But if we use the example of Jesus' prayer that He taught us, our daily food and a place to sleep, and forgiveness, that we can forgive one another, we need to pray that in boldness, believing. If we had time, we could go to the story of Elijah. He says, and he prayed that it would not rain on this earth. God heard him, and it didn't rain. And after the years had expired, Elijah said, God, can you make it rain on the earth? And it rained. See, Elijah had that much faith. He had that faith that God would do what he asked for. And so as we already heard in Psalms that we are called to prayer by thanksgiving, to be thankful with our prayer life. And sometimes we may say, how can we be thankful when all things are falling apart in my life? When I don't feel the presence of God, how can I be thankful? I want to turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, from 4 to 6. Paul writes here, he says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. How do you rejoice when it feels like your life is falling apart? Some people complain to me sometimes and wonder how bad life is, and then I offer them a visit to the care home. I said, let's just go for a visit. And I'm sure after 1 hour of visiting with some of these people, you'll feel good. You'll feel very good. Some of them can't remember, so they'll tell you the same thing over and over again. They'll ask you, wer bist du, for 10 times. And here we are with good minds and more or less healthy bodies, and we complain. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. I was to visit some of those people in the care home, and they're just happy that they're alive. They're happy that they have a place to sleep and food to eat. He goes on, he says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, or don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. a request. What is a request? When we got freon for something, when we ask God for something. Are we supposed to worry about it? He says, be careful for nothing. Anxious. Oh, we are people today, we are so worried and anxious about what will happen if this happens or that happens. How everything, we want to know how everything's going to turn out. If we learn to trust God, stop worrying, stop being anxious, and start trusting God that He will work things out in the best way. That's what will happen. Things will work out, not always according to our ways, but for the best way. And everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. See, here's the thing is when Larry was a child, he prayed demandingly. I want this. The Apostle Paul says, pray with thanksgiving. So how does that look like when we have a request and we pray in thanksgiving? I'll give you an example. My daughter's car was written off by hail. We are looking for a car for her. And so we've prayed many times, God, will you lead us to the right car? And we trust God will. But we're not demanding it. And so our request can be made. God, we're still thankful that at our home you can use Mom and Dad's vehicle until we find the right car. But with our requests, you know, we need patience. See, we've gone to look at a few cars. And either they're not in good shape or something, it's not the right car. And so we have patience that God will lead us there, right? Patience. When we make a request with thanksgiving, we don't grumble. God, you didn't answer my prayer yet. God, I need a car today. God, I'm running out of patience. That is not our prayers. God, in your time, you will provide. See, we're not supposed to be anxious and worrying. Verse 7, he says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, through these times, God gives us peace in our hearts. And that's the most thing that He wants to give us. He wants to give us peace. So thanksgiving, requests. There's a lady in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Her name was Hannah. And I'm not going to read it, but she had a request of God. Eli was the priest at that time, and she came to the temple to bring her sacrifices. And there she was in prayer, and she asked God for a man child because she had no children. And Eli was observing this woman when she was in the temple. Her lips were moving, but nothing was coming out of, there was no sound out of her mouth. And Eli perceived that she was drunk. And Hannah says, no, Eli, my heart is sorrowful. I want a man-child. And in her prayer, Hannah said to God, God, if you give me a man-child, I will give him back to you. And she made in her prayer, she made a vow, a Nazarite vow. She says, I will give this child back to you, this man, and no razor will come upon his head. He will not drink any strong drink or wine or vinegar. And Hannah went home, and God heard her prayer. And Samuel was born. And when Samuel was weaned, she took him to the temple, to Eli. She says, this is the child that I requested God for. I give him back to God. And many of those stories we have throughout the Old Testament, in the New Testament. In Luke 1:13, Zacharias asked God for a child. And John was born. We can make requests. We can make earnest requests. Supplication is an earnest request. And God will hear us. God can hear us. He will answer our prayers. There may be times in life where we think he's not hearing our prayers, but he is testing us. He's testing our faith. We have examples of, I already mentioned Elijah, but Daniel. When circumstances around him changed, his prayer life did not change. He went to his window and prayed to God 3 times a day, it says, as he always did. So what happens in our life when circumstances change? Very often our prayer life changes. Like I said, we think we're busy and we forget to pray. And I'm not directing this at anyone, and actually I'm directing that at myself. I need this more than, just like you do, a reminder to take the time to pray about everything. In James 5, we have an example of how to pray for healing. In Mark chapter 9, we have examples of how to cast out demons, how to cast out Satan from our lives. Sometimes our bodies, our minds are sick. Our bodies are sick, and maybe we're so depressed we have no desire to pray. If we turn to Romans chapter 8, what happens in those times? Romans 8, verse 26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for when we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. It says, the Holy Spirit brings our petition to God. He intercedes for us. Verse 27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So I mentioned before how I prayed when I was a child amiss. The Holy Spirit may have said to God, because he's interceding for me, God, this man is asking something selfishly. It says, according to the will of God. I want to encourage us today, when we pray for one another, it can be powerful. When someone is going through a difficult time in life, when we, as brothers and sisters, intercede in prayer, the Holy Spirit brings that request to the throne of God. And he hears it. So let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for the opportunity to look into your word. We thank you for the opportunity of prayer that Jesus gave us. And Lord, just I pray for this congregation that you would just put a strong desire in us to spend time in prayer for one another, for ourselves, for our children, for our families, for those that are sick. I pray also that we would have a mind of thanksgiving, a mind that wants to praise and glorify our Heavenly Father. Lord, just bless us with your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Before we kneel for prayer, I have a prayer request. Pray for Edward and Elma Klippensteins. Pray for Elma as she is coping with a tumor in her head that affects her thinking, that she may be at peace and comfortable until the Lord calls her home. Let's remember this Klippenstein family, and especially Elma at this time, and let us kneel in silent prayer if we're able to at this time. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Again, take the red book, turn to page 549. Let us depart, Lord, with thy power. Number 549.
Our hearts are full, true joys and peace.
Good morning. Just a reminder that next Sunday will be our church picnic. We'll be starting at 12 noon here at the Winkler Park. And people with the last name starting with A to L, please bring a salad. M to Z, please bring a dessert to share. And don't forget your lawn chairs. And also, if you're able to help in any way, there's some sign-up sheets in the foyer. Thank you, and hope to see you all there.
Thank you, Jake, for those announcements. What a wonderful closing song. Let us depart with thy power. Rest assured that thou art love. Amen. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening and to God's word. Let us close with the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And God be with you till we meet again.